This is the night. We rejoice tonight with the heavenly host and choirs of angels as we celebrate this first service of Easter. Lent is concluded. Can you believe it? It seemed like a long one. But here we are to celebrate Easter together. And that is very good. God is good. We have heard the Hebrew Scriptures testify to the power of God to make all things new and to bring salvation. As Christians, we too receive God's promises and we live our lives in light of such knowledge. We have been asking this Holy Week, who is Jesus? Who is this who entered Jerusalem like a king but died on a cross? Jesus is one who also received God's promises and lived God's promises. Jesus lived as one of us, basing his life on the traditions of his faith, while also being open to the ongoing creative power of God in his life. His call, Jesus' call, was revealed to him gradually as he lived one day at a time. That was the fullness of his humanity, even as he was fully divine. Yet God gradually revealed to him, as God does to us. Jesus knew what we heard tonight. We are here because of God. God created humanity in God's image and has stayed with us through everything, through the good and the bad. We hear of God's enduring care for all the people. God would not let the people perish. God's people could not remain slaves. God's people could not be lost in exile forever. And when the circumstances were desperate and all seemed lost, God promised new life. Written long ago, these stories told around fires from one generation to the next before they were written down. We are invited to hear these readings with fresh ears for our own time and for our lives. Knowing, as we hear in Psalm 33, that the Lord's will stands fast forever, and the designs of God's heart are from age to age. What have you heard tonight so far that has touched your heart? That might be a word to you from God. That might be the Holy Spirit giving you a word of grace to help you in your life, to strengthen you to be a person of hope for others. When I was first going to church in the early 1990s, I remember a church service, one of the first I attended, because I hadn't been brought up in the church, so I was already a young adult at this time. A woman got up, as a woman did tonight, to read from Ezekiel chapter 37, 1 through 14, about those bones, them bones. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. Suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. She read that, and I knew that I would live. It struck me as being the most amazing thing I had ever heard. The Spirit is living and active, speaking to our hearts of new life, to those of us who've known darkness and death. Ezekiel's vision is a vision of rebirth. God would not let death and destruction be the future of the chosen people. At that time when there seemed to be little hope, Ezekiel's vision spoke of God's perspective about the situation. As terrible as the exile was, as defeated as the people were, God had the power to bring them back to life. The vision of life being restored by God is a light in the darkness for us as well. The Spirit speaks through the Scripture when we are ready to hear this word of grace being offered. God remembers all of our difficult times, our dry places, and opens the way to new life. What does God hope for you and for me and for our world? What may look hopeless to us, be that the desire for peace in our world, among the nations, among all peoples, or peace in our own lives, even when things might seem not to be headed in that direction and seem a bit hopeless, it is not hopeless to God. Ezekiel's vision was of impossible things happening, but prophets do not focus on what we see, but on what God sees, God's vision. It's so easy for us to become focused on what we believe we know about life. But the prophets call us to be open to the power of God to make all things new. What sort of new thing does God want to bring forth in your life, in my life, in the life of our church community, in the life of our world? For Christians, for those who are Jesus followers, we believe that baptism unites us with God through Christ in a way that is all about new life, hope, and love. It's wonderful to have a baptism as part of tonight's Easter Vigil service, because baptism is a movement out of darkness and death into light and life. Life that is for us now in rich, rich ways as followers of Christ, and life that is forever, forever for us and everyone we love, forever through the power of God, through our union with Christ, living on into eternity. This is what we're celebrating tonight. Life that is about what God does for us as a free gift rather than what we can do for ourselves, new life, eternal life. Life is about this. For to everyone who is baptized, we will say, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. And forever means forever. Who is this Christ? Who is this Jesus over whom death had no hold? Jesus is the one through whom God's salvation, as described in Ezekiel, has come to the entire world and to every person. The words of Ezekiel and the other Hebrew prophets were written in response to events in their history, in their lives, what was happening at the time, and God's word to them about these events, how God was in them. Tonight we remember the salvation that God has brought throughout history. We remember what appears to be dead, what was dead, is not abandoned by God. But rather there will be a restoration of the people and community according to God's will. When Jesus died on the cross, the disciples saw only death and the end of their dream. Their hopes were crushed, their grief unbearable. Their exile had begun, so they thought. The resurrection of Jesus opened the way for all to know God's saving love. And there was a restoration of community centered around Jesus, the risen Christ. Exile was over. The will of God from age to age to bring salvation to the world was fulfilled through the resurrection of Christ. And we now share in the risen life by virtue of our baptism and through our ministry, our work in the world. We pray that God's saving love will be known to all those baptized, unbaptized, every person in every land, known through action in concrete ways that support and strengthen people in body, mind, and spirit. Our service tonight began with the lighting of new fire. From the book of Genesis, we heard that it is God who creates light. God created light. God created all, and it was good. It was very good. But everything was not completely good for long, because people are people, and darkness was always also going to be part of life. But tonight we celebrate the light. Tonight we celebrate the light of Christ. We celebrate the resurrection that conquered and conquers darkness and makes us children of light. Amen.